It's about there. Okay. Okay. So we're in the sugya on Heyamim Beis. We want to analyze the sugya of Talmud al Yorel Imkei Natal Rishus Meirabo. Okay, the halacha that a Talmud is not supposed to paskin unless he has Rishus from his Rebbe. And we want to analyze this question against two other related sugyas. The first is, how does this din of Talmud al Yorel Imkei Natal Rishus Meirabo relate to two other dinim in Smicha that we've already encountered? The first being the din of Smicha Ish Mipi Ish Ad Moshe Rabbeinu. The second being the din of the Smicha of Netilas Rishutz from the Beish Galusa on the bottom of Heimed Aleph. Okay, so how does the Sugya on Heimed Beis of Netilas Rishutz Meirabo relate to the Gemara in Yud Gimel of Smicha Sekeinim Ish Mipi Ish? And how does it relate to the Gemara in Heimed Aleph of Netilas Rishutz from the Nasi and the Beish Galusa? The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Mem Beis in Yardaya Sif Katan Yud Dalid. So the Rama writes, Inyan Hasmicha Shenagu Bizman Hazeh Kidei Sheyedu Kol Am Shegei Lahara Ma Shemora Hu Brishus Rabo Asomcha. So the din of Smicha that we have today is only in order to tell people that this guy is Rai Lahara and that he has no Tal Rishus Me Rabo. Okay, so the Rama says, our Smicha is Netias Rishus. The Gra in Reish Mem Beis Lamed, the Gra there writes, because we don't have the first two dinim of Smicha, right? Ki Smicha l'adin dine knasos davke Beretz Yisrael, so that can't be our Smicha, can't be dine knasos, because we're in Chutz La'aretz. V'achshav afilu Beretz Yisrael lo, and nowadays even Eretz Yisrael you don't have that. And then he says, in addition, v'gam liftor imta davke Meresh Galusa ominasi, ve'en lanu kol zeh. We don't have that either. Okay, so it can't be that then. So what is it? Elohu kemosha kasav talmud al yorah b'fnei rabo. V'zesha kasav marina. Okay. So the Gon is very, very clear. There are three dinim of smicha, and we don't have the first two, so all we have is a din on hand based of netias rishus mirabo. We'll have to check the Gon against the other rishonim to see if it's such a davar muskam that there are really three dinim in smicha. Okay, we'll see that some rishonim seem to reject this assumption. The other din that we have to gauge the din of Talmud al Yorel Imkei Natal Rishus Meirabo against is the Gemara that immediately follows this din on Heyamim Beis, and that's the din that we spoke about last week of Talmud al Yorel Bifnei Rabo. Right? What's the relationship between those two sugyas? We know already from the Rambam in Perek Hey of Hilchos Talmud Torah Halacha Gimel that these two dinim are very related. Okay, the Rambam talks about the dinim of Kavod Rav as almost an appendage, as like a small addition to the dinim of Kavod Rav. The Rambam adds, by the way, you should be careful to be notal rishus from your Rebbe before you paskin. Okay, so it sounds like these two dinim are very, very, very tightly intertwined. Yes, okay, so that's the background for this sugya of netilas rishus. So what can we say about the halacha on Heyamid Aleph, okay, which foreshadows this din, of netilas rishus from the Reish Galusa? Okay, so we know two things about that halacha. Netilas Rishus and the Reish Galusa. The first is explicit in the Gemara on the top of Heimed Aleph, and that's that Netilas Rishus gives you a Patur Tashlumin. If the Dayan makes a mistake, if he doesn't have Rishus on the Reish Galusa, he's liable to reimburse the litigants for his mistakes. If he has Rishus, then he's exempt, and he has immunity. The second din, and this is Mefurish in the Rambam, in Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud Dalid, Perek Dalid Halacha Dalid, I wrote, hope that's correct, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, that in order to be dan bikfia, in order to force, in order to force bikfia, you have to have rishus from the Reish Galusa. Okay, so two dinim, the aptur tashlumin and the ability to dan bikfia, is something that you have to have the second din of netilas rishus for. Okay, now, what's the relationship between the din of netilas rishus on the Reish Galusa and the din of smicha sekeinim adaf yud gimel amid aleph? I.e., what's the relationship between the first and the second dinim of smicha? So Tosfos Reit already points out on the Gemara on Heyamid Aleph that obviously the din of Reish Galusa can't be the din of real smicha, because the Reish Galusa is giving this in Bavel, and we know from the Gemara that smicha is limited to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so clearly it's not real smicha. But the implication, and it also seems that in order for somebody who has real smicha to judge in Chutz La'aretz and be immune, it's not sufficient that he has smicha sekenim veret Yisrael. He has to have explicit rishus from the Reish Kalusa. Okay, so it's not real smicha for two reasons. A, you see that they're giving it in Babel. B, even somebody who has real smicha from Eretz Yisrael would require rishus from the Reish Kalusa in order to paskin with immunity in Babel. Okay, so clearly it's a different din from the smicha sekenim and Daf Yud Gimel. It's perfectly compatible with this approach to say that this is true for Netilas Rishus from the Reish Galusa. But Netilas Rishus from the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, it could be that that is Smicha Mamish. Okay, meaning the distinction between Category 1 and Category 2 of Smicha Sekenim of Daf Yud Gimel and Netilas Rishus on Daf Hamed Aleph is only a distinction in Bavel. But inside Eretz Yisrael itself, Netilas Rishus from the Nasi is itself considered to be Smicha. Okay, and this seems to be mafurish in the Rambam in Perashat Mishnayos and Bechoros Dalet Dalet. It's implicit in the Rambam in his treatment of this din in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Sanhedrin. The Rambam in the beginning of the Perek speaks about the din of Smicha. Then in the second half of the Perek, when he speaks about the din of Netilas Rishus and the Reish Galusa, he only speaks about Rishus and the Reish Galusa and doesn't mention anything about the Nasi. Okay, so the implication is that Rishus from the Nasi is itself Smicha. Smicha is not sufficient to pater you from Tashlumin in Bavel. If you want to pater from Tashlumin in Bavel, you need Rishus and the Reish Galusa. That's one approach that sees these as distinct dinim, but they may concede the point that in Eretz Yisrael it's a single din. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael there's no separate agdar of Netilas Rishus from Smicha. The Ramban quoted in the Ran on Daf Hei Amid Aleph in Sanhedrin disagrees. When the Gemara asked on Hei Amid Beis, "I gamir Rishus alamali lemeshkal," okay, if you're Talmud Chacham, why do you have to be noted Rishus on the Reish Galusa? The Ramban said that's because Rav already had smichas zekenim of Daf Yud Gimel. Okay, he was able to be done dine knasos. And once you have real smicha, of course you're already immune from any chiyuv tashlumin. So why would you need netilas rishus on the Reish Galusa if you already have smicha mamish? Okay, so you see clearly the assumption of the Ramban is that once you have smichas zekenim, there's no more need for netilas rishus on the Reish Galusa. Okay, which is against the assumption of Tosis Rid. According to Tosis Rid, even if you have smicha in Eretz Yisrael, you'll need Netilas Rishus from the Reish Galusa to exempt you from Tashlumin and Bavel. According to the Ramban, once you have smicha, you already have everything. Okay. Why then, according to the Ramban, did Rav indeed get Netilas Rishus after getting smicha mamish? So the first answer offered in the Ran is because of the Ma'isa Shehaya, the Talmud made a mistake on Mebitzayim. So they made a gzera in Horah of Yoredeya that in addition to real smicha, you need rishus. Okay, meaning two things. First of all, it's not true against the Vilna Gaon. It's not true that there are three dinim of smicha. There are really two dinim. There's no Gemara on Hayam and Beis. The Gemara on Hayam and Beis is just an explication of the Gemara on Hayam and Aleph. Right, the Talmud al Yore Elam Kenata Rishus Meirabo is the reason why you have to get Rishus on the Nasi Reish Galusa. Okay, big chiddush of the Ramban. So there's only two dinim of Yakir. You okay? You don't like the bagel, or you don't like the Ramban?
Why?
I'm still not sure if the bagel or Ramban.
Yeah. Where do you get that?
Where
do
you get that there's no din of nothing? Meaning, what about the Yadin Yadin part of the Nasir's book? Well, the Ramban called that because it's called Yadin Yadin before that story. He already had full
smicha.
That's
what
Ramban's reading.
No, what about. No, that's over there. But before that.
It was the bagel. Alright, so according to Ramban, there are only two dinim of smicha, not three dinim. Okay? And the second din, which they created of Netilas Rishus, is a din miyuchad in Horah. Okay, it's not a din in dinim amanis. Not a din in Dayanus. The second answer offered in the Ran is that because of the Maisa Shehaya on Heyam Beis with the Talmud, so there goes there that people shouldn't give smicha unless those somchin get reshus to give smicha from the Reish Galusa. Okay?
Wait, from the Rebbe, not from the Reish Galusa.
What?
From the Rebbe, not from the Reish Galusa. Not from the Reish Galusa.
From the Nasi or from the Reish Galusa.
Oh, they're explaining the Gzeir on Hamabes, which is the Rebbe.
The Rebbe, if the Rebbe wasn't there.
The Gzeir on Hamabes is that the Rebbe shouldn't give smicha to a Talmud unless he gets reshus from the...
shouldn't give smicha to a Talmud unless his Rebbe says it's okay to give smicha. If the Rebbe's not around, then you go to the Reish Galusa.
Really?
The same thing with the Ramban. The Ramban was also saying that the adage zero was that even a son of has to get a shus from his Rebbe.
Rebbe, not the Reish Galusa.
Rebbe, not the
Oh, nearly the kind of Ramban. Veloma de machshas filei de Rebbe damar yadin teirishus nesuno legamri. And once a Rebbe gives the Talmud smicha, he said, "Kemosha rishus nesuno lo kishashlosha yisom chenosa." Vomer la Rebbe yadin dine knasos. Ficha chekshe. Asu han vafilu meis rabu asu han nasi kerabu mavak. Sheyitstarchu habezdin hasomchin lito rishus min anasi. Sheyismichu anismach befirsh la rav ledin. So you're saying that the bezdin that somchin either needs to get rishus from the rebbe, or to get rishus from the.
Not either. Only if the rebbe dies, then they go to the shulusa.
There. I mean, so the bezdin who somchin is not his rebbe,
yeah,
but they have to get rishus either from his rebbe if he's around, or from the anasi to give him smicha. Fine.
And in the first cut off, I think it was the rebbe, not the rishus.
What do you mean with from the Rebbe?
You said that it was an explication of the din on Hamad Al. It's not.
I mean, when we say fundamentally, the Samach doesn't need any more Rishos, Mikzera added another Rishos, right? So who's that Rishos from? The Ramban saying that Rishos from his Rebbe. That was the Gzera. That wouldn't be enough Rishos to
God. Saying the Ramban's first answer?
Yeah.
We should talk to the Ramban. The Hachi Kamar Alpha gav the Medina ki yavi le reshusa lemeidam dine knasos. So you have full smicha. Lo yitzarich lito reshus leinem tor tashlumen. But linyan hara tzarich mishem ma'isa shahaya. Yeah.
Right.
The Gemara says if they're Alpha, it's hard to say that that's something there is. Why would you say that the Reish Galusa? Not tor tashlumen. It's a separate thing. The Gemara is the Reish Galusa.
Oh, but this is still the Gemara on Hey Amid Aleph, when he went to Rabbi
Shem Maisa Shahaya, the Gemara there says, you know, that the Gazru, Tamari Yavir, Elkin Dathar Hishna Rabbo, not Mirish Kalusa.
Right.
So why would you assume that it's the Rish Kalusa?
And a Chanami, I'm fine with that.
So it's not an explication of Din on Hey Amid Aleph, it's a separate thing. It's just not a new Din of Smicha.
So the Gemara on the bottom of Hey Amid Aleph, when the Gemara says that Rav was Notal Rishos from Rabbi Chia, what's that Din? Right, so the Ramban is saying that din on Hey Amid Aleph is the din on Hey Amid Beis.
Yeah.
Right? Are you disagreeing with that?
Yeah,
sure, are you disagreeing with that?
No.
So what are you disputing?
I'm saying, first of all, was it Chia or Raz Rebbe?
Seems like it.
Okay. So this is saying is that what Chia was doing.
Okay, so the other Rishonim learn what's happening in the Gemara in the bottom of Hey Amid Aleph is that was a case of Netilas Rishus from the Reish Galusa or from the Nasi, which we'll get to in a minute.
Rav from Rapia.
Yeah. Because if you look at the Shach V'Tayr, the Gemara starts off on top of Hey Amid Aleph. You should be Notal Rishus from the Reish Galusa. The Gemara goes back and forth, and the Gemara tries to show this from the case where Rav makes sure to get smicha from Reb Chia. Right, so this is an illustration of this din of being notal rishus from the Reish Galusa or from the Nasi. Right? Again, the Gemara starts off saying you need to be notal rishus from the Reish Galusa. The Gemara says mehasam lahasam, mehacha lahacha is pshita. What about mehacha lahasam and vice versa? The Gemara says, oh, let's bring the story from Rav and Reb Chia, which obviously is illustrating the same point which the Gemara is talking about on the top of Hey Amid Aleph. Right? So, then the Gemara turns around and Hey Amid.
In that case, it's the Reish Galusa. Doesn't mean it always has to be the Reish Galusa.
Beseder, I don't mind. You want to say that even the din on Hey Amid Aleph is lav dafka the Reish Galusa or the Nasi? That's only when Meis Rabo.
No, let's say it is, but the Gzeira on Amid Beis is Mirabo. It happens that Rabbi was also his Rebbe. It wasn't because he was the Reish Galusa that he got it from him. It's because he was his Rebbe that he got it from him.
The Reish Galusa for Yora has to be from your Rebbe. It happens.
No,
to be
in Meis Rabo. then you can get that same rishus for hora from the Reish Galusa.
Talking about when your Rebbe's a Rebbe.
Okay.
So the rishus for Yorah Yorah has to be from your Rebbe. It happens to be that the case on Haman Aleph was Yorah Yorah and Yad Yad together, and that there was a Rebbe and a Nasi in one.
Does it mean though, that the Gzera is an explication of rishus for Reish Galusa?
So now on Haman B is when the Ron's having this discussion. He's
once you say this pshat, there is no din of Reish Galusa. Okay?
No, that's not true.
Why not? They'll say that's the case on Meis Rabo.
But it's talking about
Haman B.
It's talking about Isra out there.
Right.
It's talking about Haman
B. Your Ramban's whole discussion is limited to Isra Beheter. He's saying that Smicha should have been sufficient for Isra Beheter. Now comes the Gzeira and says, I need another Ishus from the Rebbe for Isra Beheter. None of it is no Gayat to Yadim Yadim.
Rebbe makes another reflection. He says there are still three dinim. But he says, first of all, they're like over. There's overlap. So first of all,
he's saying, for according to Ramban, there are still three dinim.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Why?
What?
Why? Convince me. Convince me.
You can't remove the Nidrish Galusa because we're on the top here would be. The top of Yom Aleph says, I've made that dina. You talk about the related Feral Shoshis and Nidrish Galusa.
Right.
And clearly, that's not talking about Yisra Hat there. And the Ramban's whole explanation that the whole Ramban's explanation that there's just from Rishia. There's no
other
indication that we don't pass in like
Gemara
and
Haman Aleph. Okay, so let's talk about before the Gzeira on Haman Beis, right?
Okay.
The Ramban would concede. Would the Ramban concede or not concede that there's no point in getting Rishus from the Reish Galusa?
Depends. If you have Smicha, there's no point.
There's no point of getting the Reish Galusa.
If you have Smicha.
Correct.
You don't have Smicha.
Okay.
You want to professional living, you get Rishus from the Reish Galusa.
Right.
I mean, if you don't have Smicha, the Ramban would agree that the Reish Galusa will help you.
It can't be done in Osos, but you can be part of professional living in that case.
I mean, so you think even the Ramban would have to agree that there are three categories for somebody who doesn't have Smicha. Okay, let me think about this one second. So then it comes out there's no difference between the Ramban and the Rambam. Sorry, the Ramban and the Tosfos Rid here. If Rav only had Smicha.
The difference is that if you have Smicha, you have to touch them in the Meila.
According to the Ramban.
Yeah.
But you're saying, of course, the Ramban has to agree that according to the Reish Galusa, according to the Gemara, you could get a Patur Tashlum from the Reish Galusa without having Smicha Mamish.
Yeah.
And Afkamina is, if you have Smicha, does the exemption from the Reish Galusa help you? Okay, I'll accept that. Okay, so we have an important qualification here. According to the Ramban, the Machlokas between the Ramban and the Tosfos Rid here is, according to Tosfos Rid, even if you have Smicha from Eretz Yisrael, so you'll need to be notal Rishus if you want to be Dan in Babel. Now the Ramban comes along, and the Ramban says, in a case where you have Smicha from Eretz Yisrael, then you shouldn't need Rishus from the Reish Galusa to be exempt from Tashlumin in Babel. Okay? Except that, because the Maisa Shehaya on Heyame Beis, there goes there that even with Smicha you'll need to be notal Rishus. Okay? So Nafkamina is on the level Do'oraisa. Before you get to Heyame Beis, would somebody who has Smicha from the Chachamim, would he need a separate Rishus to be done in Babel? Okay?
The Rishus on Haman Beis is specifically for Hurah.
So, okay, so then we have Machlokas between the different answers in the Ramban. According to the first answer in the Ramban, the Gzeir on Haman Beis is only L'inyan Hurah. Okay? So it would come out that even on Haman Beis, if you have Smicha from Eretz Yisrael, you could still be done Dine Mabinis in Babel without any Rishus from the Reish Galusa. Without any Rishus from your Rebbe. Okay. It's a din miyuchad in Hora. According to the second answer in the Ramban, it's a gzeira on Somchin that they shouldn't give smicha unless they consult this person's Rebbe. That's how you guys want to, that's how you're reading the Ran B'Shem the Ramban? Okay. This was sheer. I just tinker with the gear cell a little bit and make it read my way. See, that you got me on the defensive because I feel bad about misreading this. Right.
So you admit that's what you do in shir, no?
What?
So you admit that's what you do in shir.
Do what in shir?
With the gear sessors. I think it's not like what you're saying.
No, I was saying what happens from this seat in shir. Everything that happens over there is kashal mahadra.
You should
have
turned off the recording for that.
Laisa guru mipneish. Okay. So again, so according to the second answer of the Ramban, the gezeira on Hei Amibes is that there is a restriction on who the Bezdin should give smicha to. And they should only give smicha to somebody if they first consult his Rebbe. Okay, that's the second answer in the Ramban. The third answer offered by Rabbeinu David in the Gemara is again, Avada, if you have full smicha, then you're pater from Tashuma and you don't need Rishus in the Reish Galusa. Okay? The only case where somebody would need Rishus from the Reish Galusa is if he's a Yochid Mumcha and wants to be Dan Yechidi, which is not sanctioned by the Torah. Because if he wants to be Dan Yechidi against the Din Torah, then he has to get Rishus from the Reish Galusa. Or if he's part of Gimel Hadyotos who want immunity, then they should get Rishus from the Reish Galusa as well. Okay? So according to this answer, Rabbeinu David, he acknowledges the Ramban's point that if you have smicha, then you don't need to get Netilas Rishus. The point is, for a Yochid Mumche who has smicha but wants extra judicial immunity, he should be Netilas Rishus. Or for Gimel Hadyotos who don't have smicha at all. Okay? These are three solutions to why, even though if somebody has smicha mamish, he has immunity, you would still need some sort of immunity when it comes to Hayim and Beis. Okay? Sorry that that was... sorry that I misquoted the Ramban. Now we have to ask a different question. What is the koach of the Reish Galusa such that he could either give this parallel quasi-smicha in Babel, right, or at least that he could give immunity to Dayanim who should otherwise be chayiv? So here we have five suggestions to explain this thing. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Gimel of Sanhedrin says that the Reish Galusa is mamish b'makom melech kai. Okay, lo yasser shevim Yehuda, zegzeres hakosev, that the Reish Galusa has the judicial power of a melech. So lechora, what the Rambam means, that just like a melech has koach to makin v'onshin shalom and adin, so too he could give that koach to any of the dayanim. Okay, so it's really an extension of this of din melech that he could appoint judges in chutzlar.
You think he could apply the whole din of makin v'onshin shalom and adin to the Reish Galusa?
Presumably that's what the Rambam means. Now he says that he's b'makom melech, therefore yesh lo rishus to appoint whoever he wants. Right? He said b'makom melech. The chiddush of lo yasser shevim, it's pashup shad in the pasuk. The chiddush of lo yasser shevim Yehuda mechokek mibein raglav is that the Reish Galusa retains the shem melech. Right? But once you have that chiddush, then he has all dine melech to go along with it.
That's obvious that's the power of melech.
The Rambam assumes it. He says since he has the power of a melech, Mimele he could do all these things. That's not a special koach of the Reish Galusa.
You're asking about the melech.
Oh, thank you.
What?
You're saying that the
melech
power itself is
Honshin
Shalom
Adin. Or Minadin, but some sort of alternative to the Koach HaDayonim of Smicha. Right, like the Ran was saying in the Drashos. That seems to be what the Ram has in mind. Here's Lashon HaRambam. Roshe Golio Shebi Bavel B'mako Melech Hein Omdin. The Imamish have that status of a melech. The Yad Ramah in the Chidushim here on Heimed Aleph, the Yad Ramah disagrees. He says that the koach of the Reish Galusa is midin hefker bezdin. Okay, so it's a koach bezdin to imafkir. And he says in conjunction with that, they have the status of the Reish Galusa has the status of gimel somchin who could pater somebody from tashlumin. Okay, so it's a bit of a cryptic suggestion from the Yad Ramah. But it's some sort of conjunction of Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, and that the Reish Galusa himself has the Koach of Gimel Smuchim. Okay, but he's not appealing to a separate Din Melech. A third interpretation is suggested by Rashi. Yeah.
So that means that you can, before any case even happens, make sure that someone's going to be out there? Wouldn't Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, and be related to...
It's like Bezen has the power of attorney to be Mafkir the Mammon, through creating a shame die-in. In advance.
I'm saying the in-advance part is not obvious from the fact that someone is Hefker Bezen Hefker.
Yeah, but sometimes like we'll use Hefker Bezen Hefker like to justify Gzera that we're making. The Gzera works when we get Hefker Bezen. So it's not necessarily that you need a Maisa Bezen in each case, But you could use that mechanism to establish a principle. Okay. And the Yadama is clear that it's Hefker Bezdin in giving this person a Patur Tashlumin for all his cases. Right? Not that in every case you have Yeshivas Bezdin. Third Hezber, probably the most surprising, is suggested by Rashi. Rashi says that it's Midin Hefker Bezdin Hefker, Mehemet Aleph. But in conjunction with the fact that Yesh Lahem Rishus Mimalche Paras, that the Reish Galusa has the authority from the Persian kings to be Mafkir Mammon Yisrael, to rule over Bnei Yisrael. Okay, so some sort of de facto power. And this is the Hezber why the Reish Galusa and Babel has Koach to give immunity even over the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Yesh Lahem Rishus Mimalche Paras. Well, so the Rivash, quoting this Rashi in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, says that this Rashi is Midin Dina D'Malchus Adina. Okay, so it's not like the Rambam was saying that the Reish Galusa has the Koach Melech of Klal Yisrael, but Adrabah, he has the Koach Melech of the Malchei Paras Midin Dina D'Malchus Adina. Yeah, the Rivash Reish Ayin Aleph. Right, the Malchei Paras empower the Reish Galusa to have this authority over Klal Yisrael, and the Rivash therefore says, Lefizeh, of course, if the Persian kings themselves want to be memana dayanim for Klal Yisrael with a Patur Tashlum, and of course they can. Right? Because the whole koach of the Reish Galusa is only from the Malchei Paras. So Kol Shekin, the Malchei Paras themselves could be memana dayanim for Klal Yisrael. A big chiddush of the Rivash. I think the Rivash will say that the koach that the Reish Galusa has of Hefker Bezdin Hefker is Midin Dina D'Malchus Adina. There's a whole shita in Dina D'Malchusa that's Midin Hefker Bezdin Hefker. And that Hefker Bezdin Hefker itself is only because you have some sort of de facto power. Okay. A fourth Hezber is put forth by the Tumim in Simen Gimel Sifkatan Vav. The Tumim says, Tzarech in Gadol B'divei Rashi, because why should Rishus on the Malchei Paras give Rishus for the Bnei Babel over the Bnei Eretz Yisrael? And Eretz Yisrael was never under the Malchei Paras. Eretz Yisrael was under the Romans. Right, so why should the fact that you have authority from one jurisdiction, Malchei Paras, give you authority over Bnei Eretz Yisrael to give immunity even there? So the Tumim says, Al Karchach, this is not what Rashi meant. Rashi didn't mean that the Koach came from the Malchei Paras. Ella, similar to the Rambam, the Reish Galusa has Koach because he's Mizera HaMalchus, like the Yerushalmi seems to suggest. They have a quasi Shem Melech, Mizera Malchus. Except that you might say that you don't have any koach because you're tachas the shibud of the Malchei Paras. I mean, like a king in exile doesn't have the status of a Melech. So, in order to solve that problem, you say that you have Rishus from the Malchei Paras to recognize the status of Zera Malchus of the Reish Galusa. Okay, so the koach is really internal of the Shem Melech, just they need to be mafkia the shibud of the Parsayim. And the Melo, that's why the Reish Galusa of Babel has koach over the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. What? It's like the Rambam said, the Rambam doesn't seem to be concerned about any external suppression of the Koach Melech. The Prisha, here's a fifth variation on, which is the fifth interpretation of this din. The Prisha in Simen Gimel Sifkatan Yidbeis says no. It's not that the Reish Galusa himself has power because he's Zera HaMelech. So it's not like you have to figure out who is the correct heir of Malchus Yisrael and declare him to be the Reish Galusa. Really, you need a minui of the Malchei Paras in order to have a Shem Reish Galusa. Okay, so you need the external power to be Mimane. And this is from Gzeiras HaKosuv, that the Ribono Shel Olam didn't want Koach Malchus of Klal Yisrael to be Paka even in Galus. He always wanted Dayanim. So he said that the Malchei Paras could be Mimane as somebody who's a Reish Galusa. But there's a Tnai that the person who they're Mimane has to be from the Zera of Beis David. Okay, so not that he has to be the rightful heir to the throne, but anybody from Beis David who's Mimune al Yidei the Malchei Paras, he could have the status of the Reish Galusa. Okay, so here, it seems to be in between the Tumim's interpretation and the Rivash's interpretation. Okay, for the Rivash, the full Koach is coming from the Minui Malchei Paras, Midin Dina de Malchusa. For the Tumim, it's Fakered, it's coming really from the Shem Malchus Yisrael, just with the Tnai that you're Masalik the Shibud. For the Prisha, it sounds like they're really equal factors. Right? In order to have the din of L'Yasser Shevim Yehuda, you need the conjunction of a minui of the external power with somebody who's from Zera Malchus based on. Okay, so these are five different Hezberim, why it is that the Reish Galusa has the Koach to be Memane Dayanim, who could either be Kofa or have a Patur Tashlumin when Midaraisa would otherwise seem that they do not. Here we move to a third question. Who is it that to whom can the Reish Galusa give Rishus to be done? We have a Machlokas Rishonim. The Yad Ramah B'das Harif says that the Reish Galusa is only empowered to give Rishus to a Mumcha. As somebody who's fully right to Dan. The Rambam also seems to have some criteria like this. The Rambam in the end, the Perek Dalet of Sanhedrin, says if the Riman is somebody who's Eino Roy to sit as a Dayan, that's like Makdish Ba'amum L'mizbech, and it's not Chal. Okay, so it seems like the Yad Raman and the Rambam are assuming that this meaning of the Reish Galusa is not just an absolute Koach to be Mafkir Mamon Yisrael, but it's a shame Minoy Dayan where you have to abide by the Dinim of Mumcha. The Yad Ramah himself, the first day was the Yad Ramah B'das Harif, the Yad Ramah himself disagrees, and he says, no, even somebody who's not a mumcha, there's Islay L'Reish Galusa L'Mnuyei L'Chol Man D'Boy. The Reish Galusa has the koach to appoint whoever he wants to be a dayan. A fourth question that we have to pose on the koach of the Reish Galusa: who is it that is able to give this rishus? As from the Gemara, it sounds like it's just the Reish Galusa and the Nasi. Tosus on Hamid Aleph has a huge chiddush, because the Gemara on the bottom of Hamid Aleph says that Rav got rishus from Reb Chiya, and Reb Chiya himself wasn't either Reish Galusa or a Nasi. So Tosus says, oh, Kamash Malon, that anybody who receives rishus, this kind of Nefilas rishus, they also have the koach to give that rishus over. Just like the smicha that we find in Daf Yud Gimel. Okay, so it's entirely transitive. If you're Mekabel Rishos, you can be Notel Rishos. And the raya is from the fact that smicha itself works this way. Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees. He says, Chalila, it's only the Nasi or the Reish Galusa himself. It's like their own koach. What then is happening on the bottom of Hamid Aleph? So he says that maybe Rav was simply asking Reb Chiya to request Rishus on his behalf to the Nasi. Okay, so Rav would have gotten Rishus directly from the Nasi, just as he was asking somebody to make the request on his behalf. Okay, but Avada, only the Nasi or the Reish Galusa themselves could grant this Rishus. A third of Pshita, suggested by Rabbeinu Yonah, is that the Reish Galusa has the koach to explicitly empower somebody to give over his rishus that will exempt somebody from tashlumin. Okay, so unlike Tosos, who said that the act itself of giving rishus empowers the mekabel to give over that rishus to somebody else, Rabbeinu Yonah is suggesting that if the Reish Galusa or the Nasi explicitly endow you with the power to give this rishus forward, then you could have the power of attorney to do that. But it's not something that's coextensive with the rishus of paskening itself. The Reish Galusa could grant it to the Mekabel. Rabbeinu Yonah has a third suggestion, and this is the fourth shita in interpreting who could give this Rishus of the Reish Galusa. Rabbeinu Yonah says, maybe if you're a Yachid who is Mekabel Smicha, then you can't give it over yourself. And the Chora, you can't give it over yourself, even if you have two Dayanim trying to give it over with you. But so if in those cases where you're a single person with smicha, you have to get smicha direct. You have to, sorry, if a yachid who has smicha is trying to give it over to somebody else, even with two other people who don't have smicha, that's not going to work. Then you have to go directly to the Nasi or the Reish Galusa. But if you have three people with smicha sitting together trying to grant it over to somebody else, that'll work even without the consent of the Nasi. So in this piece, Rabbeinu Yonah conflates Netilas Rishus from the Nasi and Smicha Mamish. He's talking about the Gemara on the bottom of Hamid Aleph, which is Netilas Rishus Sugya. And he says, if you have Gimel Smuchim, then you don't need Rishus from the Nasi. Okay, so this would be a raya for the Yisod that we said earlier in the Rambam and Perashah Mishnayis, that the Chiluk of Netilas Rishus and Smicha is only in Babel. Inside Eretz Yisrael, there's no distinction between them. So to get smicha from Gimel Smuchim in Eretz Yisrael is to get rishus from the Nasi. Yeah. Does that imply that? Yeah, Pasha is not a stomach. Why? Well, he's talking about in Babel, Pashtos. Yeah, Ramah is talking about the Rish Kalusa in Babel. So you could only give Rishus to somebody who's a Mumcha. I mean, Yonah's talking, it seems like, from Rav getting from Rebchia in Eretz Yisrael. So he's saying that if you have from Gimel Smuchim, that's been Malcolm the Nasi. Right?
Does anyone say that in Babel has to be a Samach?
What do you mean? That you can only give Smicha, you can only give Rishus to a Samach? No, never seen that. Okay. Doesn't sound that way from anybody, because it sounds like it's a totally separate Koach Srara. Right? You also shave it Mi'Yehuda, Mechokim Bein Ragla, two separate dinim. The Meiri has a big chiddush on Ham and Beis. The Meiri argues that not only is the Nasi endowed with this power to give Rishus, but any Rosh Yeshiva who is sort of quasi-autonomous in his institution, he has the ability to give Rishus as well. Right, so that seems to be the biggest chiddush in decentralizing the Koach of Metilas Rishus to pater somebody from Tashlumin. A fifth question we have to pose is, do we require Roy Lahoros B'chol HaTorah Kula for this din of Netilas Rishus from the Nasi Reish Galusa? The Rambam in Perek Dalid Halacha Ches of Hilchos Sanhedrin. So the Rambam requires Roy Lahoros B'chol HaTorah Kula for Smicha Mamish. The question is, where's the Mokar for the Rambam? Question posed by the Kesef Mishnah. Tzarechin Minolei LaRambam Dinzeh. The Radvaz says the makar for the Rambam is the Gemara on Hamid Aleph to Hamid Beis, where Rav, who was getting smicha, he was somebody who was Roy Lahoros B'chol HaTorah Kula. They only denied him smicha for Bechoros because they were worried that other people would make a mistake. If that's true, and if the Rambam reads this Gemara Kipshuta, so then the makar for the din of Roy Lahoros B'chol HaTorah Kula for the Rambam for smicha comes from a Gemara of Netilas Rishus. Okay. So if the Radvaz is right about the Makar for the Rambam, then the very source of the din of requiring Roy Lahoros B'chol HaTorah Kula for Smicha is the din of Roy Lahoros for Netilas Rishus.
If we're saying right that in Eretz Yisrael is the same thing, can't we just say that's in Eretz Yisrael and not in Babel? If we're saying like we're saying that in Eretz Yisrael, Smicha and Rishus are the same thing, maybe it's not in Eretz Yisrael, it really is a Gemara of Smicha.
Very good. 100%. Yeah, if you buy the argument that for the Rambam, like it sounds in Bechoros, Dalet, and in Sanhedrin, that Netilas Rishus, nothing Eretz Yisrael, is Smicha Mamish, then it's a glot Raya. Right? The Gemara itself is speaking about Netilas Rishus and Nasi, which the Hain is Smicha Mamish. Okay, very good. Very good. The problem is the Rambam himself in Perashat Mishnayos says that his makar is from the Yushalmi Bikurim Dalad Dalid, which is what the Lechem Mishnah points out also on that halacha.
There he does require
rule. What?
There the Rambam does require rule.
There the Rambam explicitly extends Netilas Rishus to even requires the din of Roy Lahoros B'chol HaTorah Kula to Netilas Rishus from the Reish Galusa, right, which is clearly not. In which case, the extension is not from Netilas Rishus to Smicha, it would be from Smicha to Netilas Rishus. Okay. Sixth question, and here we move to a broader question, but still within the bounds of Netilas Rishus from the Reish Galusa and from the Nasi, is what is the relationship between the Rishus for Yore Yore and the Rishus for Yadin Yadin? Okay, and this comes to a head in the Gemara on Hamid Aleph. The Gemara says that the B'nai Babel have Rishus to give immunity for somebody to Paskin even within Eretz Yisrael. but not vice versa. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael don't have the koach to give immunity for somebody to paskin in Babel. Okay, lo yasser shevet mi Yehuda, shevet is greater than mechokek. Okay, so the Bnei Babel have koach that's greater than the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Tosos points out this seems to be Soser Gemara in Pesachim Adaf Ned Aleph. There, the Gemara implies that the Bnei Babel are kafuf to Eretz Yisrael. And here, Tosos and Rabbeinu Yonah even more explicitly say that it depends what we're talking about. For Yadin Yadin, for Koach Mamon, then the Rishus of the Reish Galusa is greater than the Rishus of the Nasi. Yeah, because the Bnei Babel, they have this Koach on Mamonis. Either because they have Rishus and the Malchei Paras, so de facto they can enforce their Dine Mamonis decisions more than the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Or because maybe the Melech, if you say like the Rambam, maybe the Melech is more of a Bailim on Mamon Yisrael than even a Bezdin. So Al Yadin Yadin, the Bnei Babel are stronger. But Al Isser Beheter and Hora, they say, so then the Bnei Babel are kafuf to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so we see a sharp distinction between Yadin Yadin and Yora Yora, and the question of jurisdiction, whether Koach from the Reish Galusa is stronger than the Nasi or vice versa. What's that? Rabbeinu Yonah says it explicitly. It's also mashma this way in Tosos. Rabbeinu Yonah has the sharpest formulation in terms of Hora versus Din. A second distinction between these categories is brought up by Tosas on Hey Amid Beis. The Gemara had asked, "I gamir reshusa lamali lamishkol." Tosos interprets this question to mean that if you have reshus in one of the categories to pater you from tashlumin, why would you need reshus from the second category? And from Tosus, it sounds like it cuts both ways. If you have immunity for Shilas and Yardaya, Mimela, you have immunity for Shilas and Dine Mamanis. And if you have immunity in Dine Mamanis, Mimela, you have immunity for Hora. Okay. So it sounds like either one of them could work to grant you immunity in the other Tchum as well. Tosus Rosh disagrees. And he says, right here in Haman Beis, that's absurd. He says, because you have somebody who has a Koach in Hora, but not in Din, and somebody has a Koach in Din, but not in Hora. So Avadu, you have to get a Ptur Tashlumin for each one Bifnei Atzma. Because you have a fundamental machlokas here between Tosos Rosh and Tosos, whether or not immunity in one Tchum automatically extends to immunity in another Tchum. This is the second area where we see a tension between the different Smichas. A third area emerges from the Chidushi Aran and Daf Hei Amid Beis B'Shem Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David was trying to argue to explain the Ramban's Chiddush. The Gemara's question, he says, the question was, why do you need E Gamir Rishus Alamali the Mishkal? And he explains that fine, you need Rishus to pater you from a mistake in Yadin Yadin. Okay, you make a mistake in litigation. But a Vada, every Talmud Chacham is automatically pater from mistakes that he's going to make in Hora. Okay, so according to Rabbeinu David, any Talmud Chacham is Roi LaHora is automatically immune from mistakes, from liability for mistakes, but not so for Yadin Yadin. Okay. And this is clearly against, if you're a Talmud Chacham who's Roi LaKach, you're sufficiently competent in your material, so you automatically have immunity for mistakes in Hora, but the same Talmud Chacham, or somebody who has equal competence in Yadin Yadin, is going to be liable for his mistakes. Okay, so why is the Talmud Chacham has automatic immunity for Hora, but not for Din?
That's what he's not
Kashmi Daraisa.
That's what he's not.
No, he's Kashmi Daraisa. Oh, for Dionysus? Yeah. So here we have Machlokas Rishonim, we have Machlokas in the Rishonim and Nachornim to explain why it is that you should have this distinction. Just point out that Tosus clearly disagrees. Right, Tosus was explicit that you need Rishus for Hora in order to exempt you. That's against Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David thinks that you automatically have exemptions from Hora.
Could it be that the Malchokas being Tosos and Tosos Rash was just the Malchokas of Rei Lush for Tarkula? That according to Tosos Rash, you just have to be perfect in this category. According to Tosos, the only way you could have gotten Rishus to begin with is if you knew everything. So once you get Rishus one, then start perfect.
Perhaps, but why does the fact that you're Roy Lekach mean that you're automatically immune from Paskening?
That's just a blanket for
by definition. So what does it mean when they restrict you to one area or another?
That's the Rambam. You have to, by nature, what's the fault? You're naturally gifted and able to cover everything, but we designate you to a specific area.
Right, but given that you're designated, why do you have immunity in a different tchum? I give you rishus for hora, and you mess up in dayanos. Why should the former make you immune for the latter?
Because we could say that the fact that we cut you off from that doesn't knock out the tashlum, and it's not so.
Hey, I just don't see why roy lekach, right, in potential or that you could, gives you why that would translate into an actual exemption. That's a I don't see. I think the machlokas would be, if I had to explain it. If I was looking into the Ptur Tashlumin, I would say that the machlokas is whether the Ptur Tashlumin is on the Gavra himself, I'm giving you an exemption from liability, or whether it's like pertains to like the jurisdiction which you're competent in. Tosus is assuming that like an exemption from liability is like always chal on the Gavra, right? You're immune. Okay, so why according to Rabbeinu David would we say that for Hora you have automatic immunity but not for Dayanus? So here we have a few Mahalchim in the Achronim. The Nesivis in Simin Dalid, I want to say Simin Dalid, I can't remember what I, either Hey or Dalid. Either Simin Hey, Sivkat and Dalid, or Dalid. The Nesivis says, B'shem Arash. That's because there's no Isser Ladun B'Yechidi when it comes to Hora. Isaac, is what you were suggesting. Right? The reason why you're chayiv in Dayanus is because the Mishnah says, Alti dan yechidi. So if you went ahead and were done against the Mishnah, then you incur the liability for going against what Chazal want. Mash enkin in Hora, where even the Chatchila, you could be done bi yechidi. So in Meo, there's not going to be any knas for messing up. That's the Nesivas B'Shem Arash. The Nemuki Yosef disagrees. Also cited in the Nesivis. And he says that it's mitama ptur anus. When it comes to Dayanus, so we say that whoever told you to go ahead and judge the case if you can't get it right? So just say, I can't judge. But by Hora, where the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in Yud Tes Amud Beis says, Atsumim kol harugeha at a Talmud sheigia lahora v'lo hora, there's a chiyuv for a Talmud to paskin if he's magia lahora. So the Ptur Anus, he could say that, even if I messed up, I had a chiv from the Gemara to go ahead and paskin. Okay, so the distinction here is not whether there's a Itzer Heter B'dan Yechidi, the distinction is whether you could invoke a Ptur Anus that you had to paskin based on the chiv from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Yud Tes Amud Beis. The Maharam Shik disagrees. He says, look, both Tosfos and Rabbeinu David, even though they argue whether you have chiyuv tashlumin for hora, they both agree that you're anus when it comes to hora. Right? Like the suggestion of the Nemuki Yosef, atzumim kol arugeha. What then is the machlokas between them? It says the machlokas is whether a dayan who messes up, is that considered to be mazik, or is that considered to be garmi? Is that considered like directly damaging someone's property by making that mistake in hora? Or is it considered to be damaging it by a kifin? The Ptur Anus, we say, only helps you when it comes to Garmi. But if it's real Nizikin, if you're a real Mazik, then even Anus is not going to, even the Ptur Anus is not going to help you. And Adam Mur Lolam. Here's a suggestion of the Maram Shik. So the machlokas between Tosa and Rabbeinu David is not whether there's a Ptur Anus. Everybody agrees there's a Ptur Anus. The Shaila is how we're Magdir the mistake of the Dayan. If it's Nizikin Mamish, then the Ptur Anus won't help you. If it's only garmi that the psak of a dayan is considered to cause damage by akifin, so then you could still invoke the Ptur Anus. There are two other suggestions to explain why in hora the dayan would be automatically immune, mash enkein bedin. The Yad Ramah suggests that every case of hora is automatically a kibul aleh. You paskin the shaila. But you never imposed your psak on the litigant. The litigant came to you and he asked you a shayla. So implicit in his request for the shayla is that he's accepting your psak. Okay? And if the person didn't ask you the shayla, then why are you even paskining for him? Right? It sounds almost like there's no reason to paskin unless somebody is asking you the din. Maybe this works like with La Fushe Me Sura being a different din, right? Because if he didn't ask you and you're preventing him from an Isser, it's already La Fushe Me Sura, which is Nafik Michlal Hora. Okay, so it sounds according to the Yad Arma, the Shem Hora is only Chal in a case where somebody asked you. The Mela, it's considered Kibzwale, and the Mela, you've got to be Pater. Is Lamalelo Ruye Klal? Why would he be paskening? What do you mean, why would he paskening? Every Rav is paskening for his Kehila, whether regardless of whether they ask him the Shaila. Right? Sounds like for him that by almost by definition, psak, a hora, is something that's solicited from the. Is solicited by the Shoel. That's the. Rabbeinu Yonah seems to have a different Hezber. But also in the direction of the Arama, Rabbeinu Yonah says that the koach hora is only drisha ba'alma. Okay, you never have koach to paskin on specific cases. So in a certain sense, he's the exact opposite of the Arama, because the Arama is saying if you weren't asked, why are you paskining bechlal? So male every case is a kibul alei. Whereas Rabbeinu Yonah is saying no. By definition, hora is just a darshan. Right, it's never hora on a particular case. So Mela, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the dayan's always exempt because the shoel paskind al piatzmo. He just came to you, or I guess he heard your drasha and shul. But whatever psak he did on his own. Okay. So both the Yad Arma and Rabbeinu Yonah are focusing on the gap between the dayan and his responsibility for the case. For Rabbeinu Yonah, it's because you had an explicit kibul alei. For Rabbeinu Yonah, it's because you had never anything of the sort. Right? All you did was darshan in the Beis HaKnesses.
What if the guy actually comes over to the Rav and asks him a question?
According to Rabbeinu Yonah? According to Rabbeinu Yonah? Presumably he would say that the Rav like should only be telling you like what the halacha is. But like it's never considered to be a psak on this case. No, he says that the yore lo mashmale el rishus drasha ba'alma. When you get rishus for yore yore, all you're given is rishus of general drasha. Okay. So when you get yore yore smicha, you don't have the rishus to like intrude in people's business and tell them what to do. Right? Very very liberal conception of yore yore. Okay. A final area where we see a distinction between. This yora yora and yadin yadin appears in machlokas in the mabit in simin aleph reish chelik aleph simin reish pei. The mabit says that the gzeir of tamid al yora elam kenat al rishus meirabo is dafka behora. Okay, and this was implicit already in the discussion in the ran. It's only with respect to hora, but not for dayanus. For dayanus, you could paskin even without rishus of the rabbi. The ma'arik disagrees. Ma'arik says the kol shekein. If they made the gzeira for hora, then kol shekein the gzer will apply for dayanus. So here again, you see this tension. Can you naturally extend from a din from yora yora into the area of yadin yadin? Now we move in the closing minutes to the actual gzer of tamid al yora elim kenata rishus meirabo. Okay, this third area of smicha. What was the reason for the takana? So we already mentioned that the Gemara seems to closely relate the din of Tamid al Yora Limkin Natal Rishus Meirabo with the halacha of Tamid al Yora Bifnei Rabo, right, from the dinim of Kavod Rav. And the Rambam went even further, and the Rambam seemed to say that the din of Tamid al Yora is a single halacha. So what is the basis for the gezerah? So Rashi is explicit that is that the Rebbe could check to make sure that the Talmud is medayik b'lashono, and just like a caution to make sure the Talmud could express himself clearly. So for Rashi, it doesn't seem to be related to Kavod Rav at all. The Aruch HaShulchan and Yoredeya Simen Reish Mem Beis Sifkaton Yud Aleph, interpreting the Das HaRambam and puts these two takanos together, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the reason why the Talmud made a mistake in the Gemara is because he didn't defer to his Rebbe in asking the Shaila. Okay. So in other words, the reason why the Talmud made a mistake in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Haman Beis is because he wasn't makbid on Kavod HaRav. Okay, and he appeals to the Gemara in Ksuvis on Daf Samich, where Abaye said that the din of note of Al Yora Bifnei Rabo was a din in Estaya Milsa. Right, that if you're not makor and kavod harav, so in Mela your psak is not going to be oleh kohogan. Okay, so whereas for Rashi, the gzera is simply to make sure that he could enunciate himself clearly. For the Aruch HaShulchan B'das Rambam, the whole reason why he wasn't able to enunciate himself clearly is because he wasn't makbid on Kavod HaRav. Okay, so according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the din, the Talmud al Yorah on Heim Beis, LMK Not al Rishus, is actually grounded in terms of the Sivas HaTakana in the din of Kavod HaRav. The Rivash in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph. The Rivash seems to propose a compromise model between that of the Aruch HaShulchan and that of Rashi's explanation. The Rivash in Reish Ayin Aleph says, look, the Takana itself was only because of Rashi's concern, Sheidakei Kilshono. But once they made the Takana, then they grounded it in the din of Kavod HaRav. Okay, so unlike the Aruch HaShulchan, who says that there's a necessary connection between the two dimensions, the Rivash is stating that it's an incidental one. That Chazal simply were metaking the gzeira through the din of Kavod HaRav, even though there's no natural connection between them. Okay, this is one suggestion of the Rivash. A second suggestion of the Rivash is really the two dinim remain apart, the din of Kavod and the din of Notal Rishos. But because the din in Avodah Zarah, Yitasim Beis, of Atsumim Kol Harugeha, that Talmud is Roy Lahora, should actually go ahead and paskin. So the Rivash says, maybe it requires two things to prevent him from paskening. A, Kavod HaRav, and in addition, there's chashash that he might make a mistake. But if you can neutralize one of these two concerns, memela, you have the chiyuv of atzumim kol harugeha, and you have a chiyuv to pasken. Okay, so lefi zeh, the Rivash argues, based off either of these two reasons, that im meis rabo, the Talmud could pasken. If you say it's because they grounded the gezeira in the din of Kavod HaRav, so once the Rebbe dies, there's no more din Kavod HaRav, memela you could paskin, artificially based on how they construed the gzera. And even if you take the second pshat that there are two separate concerns, once the Rebbe dies and there's no more din of Kavod HaRav, so the only minia you have is shema lo yidakdek v'shema yita. That's not sufficient to hold him back from atzumim kol haruga. The Rivash quotes the Maram HaLevi, who disagrees. Maram HaLevi holds that even Meis Rabo, you would need some sort of Rishus. Presumably, the Maram HaLevi sides with Rashi that the Gzera is exclusively because of Shlei Dakte Gilshono. So once you could get Rishus from some entity that could clear you, so immediately you're allowed to paskin. Okay, so you have a machlokas here between Rashi and the Aruch HaShulchan on the one hand, about how to interpret the Gzera itself. Then you have the Rivash, who says that there's some sort of combination of the two, either artificially, and that they grounded the din of Elam Kenito Rishus Meirabo in the din of Kavod, or that you need both of them to hold you back from Atzumim Kol Harugeha. Okay, and this is against the Chiddush of the Maram HaLevi quoted in the Rivash, that seemingly siding with Rashi, that it's all a din in Shema Yitta, Mimela Meis Rabo is not going to be ahead there. If another way to gauge the relationship between the din of Kavod and the din of Al Yorah El Imke Nata Rishus Me Rabo is to look at the dinim of Natilas Rishus itself and to see if there are hints of the din Kavod built into the Gzera. Okay, so we could look at the Halachos and see if Kavod actually appears in the dinim of Natilas Rishus. So here we can give four quick examples. The Marik and Simon Kuf Yud Zayin suggests that even though a Talmud who receives Netilas Rishus from a Rebbe is not Kafuflo Legamri, nevertheless he should be Noheglo, a basic level of Srara. Okay, so a Talmud who receives Rishus from somebody is somehow indebted to him on Hilchos Kavod. Marik in Simon Kuf Samech Tes is even clearer that even if all the dinim of Kavod HaRav don't apply to a Talmud who got Rishus from a Rebbe, nevertheless, there should be some basic Dine of Kavod relating to Hora itself. Okay, so built into the Netilas Rishus is some sort of indebtedness of Hilchos Kavod. Another example is the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Mem Beis, is the second example, that a Talmud who receives Rishus from a Rebbe shouldn't give rishus to his tamidim bifnei rabo. Okay, so it's almost like there's an element of kavod built into your ability to give smicha to your own tamidim. Okay, you have to defer to your rebbeim who gave you smicha. A third area. Bifnei rabo she'nasan lo rishus. A third area where you see this connection is again a question in Shulchan Aruch. Do you need to get rishus from all your rebbeim, or is it sufficient to get rishus from one of them? Okay. So the Rashba in Irvin and Daf, where was it? Samach Beis, Samach Gimel. So the Rashba said explicitly that it's sufficient to get rishus from one of your rebbeim. Okay, so the implication is that Netilas Rishus is not closely related to the din of Kavod HaRav. Because if it was din of Kavod HaRav, you have a chiv kavod to all your rebbeim. Right? So he's saying it's sufficient to be notal rishus from one of them, even though you still have chiyuve kavod to your other rebbeim. The Ma'arik and Simon, I want to say Kuf Samech Zayin, but I'll double check. The Ma'arik disagrees. Ma'arik holds that you have to get Netilas Rishus from all of your rebbeim. So according to the Ma'arik, it's exclusively a din in Kavod HaRav. Right? Every single Rebbe that you have a chi of Kavod to, you have to get rishus from them. A fourth area where you see this tension between the Netilas Rishus and the din Kavod is from the Machlokas Rishonim, whether Netilas Rishus is itself an implicit Mechilas HaKavod of the Rebbe for the Talmud to paskin in front of him. The Yad Ramah and the Gemara in Ham Mebeis suggests that if the Talmud is notel rishus from the Rav, Mimele is an automatic heter to paskin in front of him. And this is also suggested by the Ran on Ham and Beis, as once the Rav gives him rishus, Rav shemachal kvodo kvodo machal. Ma'arik and Kuf Samech Tes is paskin in Shulchan Aruch, and some other Rishonim have this as well. They say even with netilas rishus, it's going to be usher to paskin toch gimel parcelos to the Rebbe. Okay, so a very fundamental machlokas Rishonim. Whether Netilas Rishus from the Rav is itself considered to be the Rav's Mechila al Kvodo. What? Right, Ma'arik holds that you have to get Rishus from all of your Rebbeim. Ma'arik holds that even if you're Notel Rishus, you're Nisr Toch Gimel Parcelos. Yeah, they seem to. Not contradictory, right? He'll be machalik between the way they injected kavod into the takana of LMK and Yitol Rishus, right? But you're right. They seem to pull in different directions. Okay, we spoke about this in Shir. You might say that once you have a mechilas hakavod, so then. Right, but the metaphysics may be totally on the Dine Kavod.
It might be intrinsic.
Could be. None of these are irrefutable suggestions. They're pointing out a tension between the role of Kavod within the Din of Netilas Rishus Mirabo. Okay, so these are four areas where you see this tension came out explicit in the Din of Netilas Rishus Mirabo. A final area of inquiry, and with this we'll conclude, is how serious is this din of Netilas Rishus Mirabo? This lowest level of smicha. The strongest indication of this being a very serious din is put forth in the Ramah and Simon Reish Mem Beis Sifkatan Yadalid. The Ramah there has a daya that if somebody wasn't notel Rishus, then we should be choshesh for his gitin and his chalitzos that ain't b'mais of klum. Right, the Ramah wants to suggest that even b'dieved, somebody who's not notel rishus, gzeira on Haman Beis and Sanhedrin, is actually ma'akev his gitin b'chalitzos. This is the strongest piece of evidence that we have. Two other indications of the strength of Netilas Rishus Mirabo are really ba'akifin, not direct indications of his strength. But you could try to argue from the way that they injected dinim of Netilas Rishus from Reish Galusa into the din of Netilas Rishus Mirabo. Okay, meaning if Achronim are trying to apply the dinim of Netilas Rishus from Reish Galusa into Netilas Rishus Mirabo, Then you could argue that we're dealing with a serious din smicha. So here I think both of the indications are negative. The first is suggested by the Shach in Resh Mem Beis Chaf Beis. The Shach says unambiguously that even though you need Roy Lahoros the Chalat Torah Kula for smicha, for the din of Matias Roshus, you don't need Roy Lahoros the Chalat Torah Kula. Masha Roy, Roy. Okay, so we're really sacrificing the ideal of smicha itself. Whatever you're Roy for, you could have Roshus for. And finally, we have the Ramah in Simon Resh Mem Beis, who also is matiras to give reshus l'dvarim yechidim. Okay, not dvarim yechidim in the sense of the Gemara of Yora Yora versus Yadin Yadin, but dvarim yechidim as in terms of mesader gitin or mesader kedushin or mesader chalitzos. Right, so you can give a very, very narrow form of reshus smichas chachamim. Okay, so that seems to suggest that we're not dealing with some sort of status in the gabra, that we don't need royal chal tarakula. Nor are we saying that there are categories of Yor Yor versus Yadin Yadin. It's simply some sort of recognition of his erudition in specific fields. Okay, so these three indications seem to weigh in on how serious this Netiyas Roshos is. The first, the Chiddush of the Ramah, that this may actually be Ma'akev, someone's Psak, suggests that it's a very strong din. The other two seem to reflect that it's really just a way of being Mefarsim, that he has ideas in a specific area of Halacha. Okay, so the next Chazar Shir will pick up with the din of Pshara and relationship to din.